giving is important for the animals, and we say there is this fasting, so when it's morning you should stop. We say, it's not morning. Closes his eye and eats. That's simple. Yes.
Inasmuch as greed causes the sun to be hidden, what wonder if he turned his back on the convincing proof?
This is stuff that I was talking about is in you, isn't it? It's in you, and will do no matter what to prove that you were right and it was not your choice, blah, 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 blah. So at the end, it's like that, that the fellow will close his eyes, doesn't see the sun. When it could do that to an animal, couldn't it do the same to you to run away from logic? Because here, I'm bringing the proof to you, but that one wants to run away. Why? Listen, yes.
A story illustrating and confirming the view that mankind have the power of choice and showing that preordination and predestination do not annul the power of choice. A thief said to the magistrate, O king, that which I have done was decreed by God. The magistrate replied, that which I am doing is also decreed by God, O light of my eyes. If anyone take a radish from a shop saying, this is decreed by God, O man of understanding, you will give him two or three blows on the head with your fist. O detestable man, this is God's decree that you put it back here.
You see, how simple he will bring it in. We'll say, okay, there is this thief which comes to the policeman or whoever and say, I'm a thief and this is how God made me. And I'm doing what his plan was for me. The other guy, if you are there, you will get angry. No, in this story, the guy doesn't get angry. Yes, 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 good. We'll beat him up. We'll say, why are you beating me up? Because this is the God wishes and it happened to me. And my role is to beat you. If you don't have a choice, I don't have a choice. Without having a choice, you do whatever you like. Without having a choice, I do whatever I like. So we are equal, isn't it? Yes.
Since this excuse, O trifler, is not accepted by a greengrocer in the case of a single vegetable, how are you placing a reliance on this excuse and frequenting the neighbourhood of a dragon?
This is the silliness of you. I said even a peasant could answer you in that and everybody will understand it. No, you try to trick him. There are a lot of people that they design, they do this and they want to trick the god. Yeah. They do the bad stuff, then they go to church and they drop some money over there. Okay, we are okay. I did it. I repented. I blah, blah, blah. They do it again and again and again, don't they? Say, what is this game? Yes.
By an excuse like this, oh, ignoble simpleton, you sacrifice all. Your life, your property, and your wife. Afterwards, everyone will pluck your moustache and offer excuse and make himself out to be acting under compulsion.
Of course you're not angry and you don't pay attention because here nobody pick up the moustache of the other people. In Rumi's time, that's one of their punishments. Why? It hurts a lot. You forgot. You have it. All of it is very painful and it's visible. Everybody will see that in yourself and will know that you're punished, so they took it up. Yes.
If the decree of God seems to you a proper excuse, then instruct me and give me a canonical decision. For I have 100 desires and lusts. My hand is tied by fear and awe.
So I explained it in different paragraphs, here and there and there. At the end, okay, let me put it this way. I have a lot of desires in me, and I'm afraid of that fellow, so help me, please.
Yes.
Do me a favor, then. Teach me the excuse. Untie the knots from my hands and feet. You have chosen a handicraft, saying, I have a choice and a thought. Otherwise, how have you chosen that handicraft?
See, he didn't follow up with this stuff. He said, okay, please help me. And the other fellow doesn't answer, because there is no answer for that. Nobody could do that. So he will say, okay, let me tell you what you do. Yes? You have chosen?
You have chosen a handicraft, saying, I have a choice and a thought. Otherwise, how have you chosen that handicraft out of all the rest, O master of the house? When the hour comes for the flesh and the passions, there comes to you as great a power of choice as is possessed by 20 men. When your friend deprives you of a farthing of profit, the power to pick a quarrel is developed in your soul. When the hour comes for thanksgiving on account of benefactions, you have no power of choice and are inferior to a stone.
This is what it is. In different situations, you become another person. When we are talking about my wishes and my desires and stuff like that, you talk about choice, of course. I should have the choice. I have to do this, I have to do that. Whenever we are talking about, okay, how do you appreciate it? You don't have any appreciation. How come that you want it all and you don't appreciate it at all? How could you do that? Yes.
Assuredly, this will be the excuse of your hell. Consider me excused for this burning. Since no one holds you excusable on this plea, and this does not keep you out of the hands of the executioner, then the world is arranged according to this rule, and the state of things in yonder world too is made known to you.
What a difficult subject he just did this. This is one of the main subjects that one could talk for hours and hours and hours about it. He just put it in some little stuff. He said, listen, deep down, you think that, okay, you're religious, you have some beliefs, and you have some excuses, blah, 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 blah. Therefore, you think, okay, after death, you go in a good place, right? All I tried to show you how useless your excuses are here. From this, go deep and think about how stupid you will be there, because there is not the way you think about it. If there is a judgment day, which there is, in that judgment day, you cannot run away. Did we talk about this? Ever? When is the judgment day? What is the judgment day? You, lady, tell me, what is the judgment day? So many times I said, she doesn't know it. Whenever somebody asks you, what is judgment day? Where is judgment day? Do this. Stand up. Is now. Is me. 2,000 years later, God will send me the stories. When is the moment to judge me? Right now? For whatever I have done. Tomorrow? Something will add to it. But judgment is every single moment. Who is the judge? Me. Do you remember me that I don't like this? That fellow. That is me, and I learned about that fellow when I was a kid. I was asking about this stuff. Some old man taught me very cute stuff. God, I say, listen, you are thinking about this subconscious and so forth. These are blah, blah, blah. You don't understand. You're a child. Okay? But there is one thing you could do about it. Oh, good. Imagine. One fellow, one person, a man, is standing here beyond your shoulder. Always. And he never likes you. He always tries to correct you, even punish you. Look at it as your father, but not like your father. Your father doesn't like you, doesn't treat you good. The father that you like, but it's your father, it's not you. It's not your taste, it's his taste. I said, how could I get his taste? I said, what we are all trying to explain to you is the taste of that father. If you listen to us carefully, you will know who he is. And he is the judge. He's always there, and you should always be ready to answer to him. Could you live like that? I was a child. I said, yes, that's easy. And he laughed. Now I understand why he laughed. But I tried it always to understand that in me there is a guy who is the most clever guys in here, and he believes that I am an angel. He likes to do whatever nasty stuff and be good. When I think about suddenly having some power, okay, I have some power, I kill this, I ruin that, blah, blah, blah. With all of this, but believe me, you, there is somebody in you who is not you. That fellow is one of we. What are we doing? We are trying to explain and explain and explain. And we are looking at you that way. در که وجدانی به جای حس بود هر دو در یک جدول ای ام می رود نقض می آید برو کن یا مکن امر و نهی و ماجراها و سخن این که فردا این کنم یا آن کنم این دلیل اختیار است ای سنم وان پشیمانی که خوردی زان بدی ز اختیار خیش گشتی مهددی جمله قرآن امر و نهی است و وعید امر کردن سنگ مرمر را کلی هیچ دانا هیچ عاقل این کند با کلوخ و سنگ خشم و کین کند که بگفتم که چنین کن یا چنان چون نگردیده مبات و عاجزان عقل کی حکم کند بر چوب و سنگ عقل کی چنگی زند بر مرد کی غلام بست دست شکست پا نیزه برگیر و بیا سوی وقا خالقی که اختر و گردان کند امر و نهی جاهلانه چون کنند احتمال عجز از حق راندی جاهل و گیج و سفیهش خواندی عجز نبود از قدر ولی گر بود جاهلی از عاجزی بدتر بود ترک میگوید قنق را از کرم بی سگ و بی دلق آسوی درم و از فلان سوی اندر آهین با ادب تا سگم بندد ز تو دندان و لب تو به عکس آن کنی بردر روی لاجرم از زخم سگ خسته شدی آنچنان رو که غلامان رفتند تا سگش گردد حلیم و مهرمند تو سگی با خود بری یا روبهی سگ بشورد از بن هر خرگهی غیر حق را گر نباشد اختیار خشم چون می آیدد بر جرم دار چون همی خواهی تو دندان بر عدو چون همی